This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Jeff Sessions has got to go. Thank you for joining me today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. And in today's podcast, I'm going to give you rational reasons why Attorney General Jeff Sessions has to go. Some of these reasons will appeal to those of you on the left, and another reason will appeal to those of you on the right. And if you're neither left nor right, good for you. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be a member of a tribe. You should think for yourself. So let's move into this. Jeff Sessions. What's wrong with Jeff Sessions? Well, remember that when he was being confirmed into the Attorney General position, the left-wing media, which is fake news, lying, propaganda constantly, they said that Jeff Sessions shouldn't be confirmed because he was a racist. Well, it's nonsense. They use the race card against every Republican. The minute you become a Republican, they say you're a racist. Happened to Donald Trump. Like, nobody ever accused Donald Trump ever of being a racist until he ran for office as a Republican. Then all of a sudden, oh, he's the worst racist. He's a white supremacist. He's a neo-Nazi, blah, blah, blah. None of which is true, of course. It's just a slur that they use on the left to try to smear people. Anyway, they said Sessions was a racist and didn't want him confirmed because the belief at that time was that Sessions was going to be tough on the Clinton criminality, that he was going to investigate the crimes of the DNC, you know, the Clinton collusion, the pay for play, taking millions of dollars, hundreds of millions from foreign interests in anticipation of her winning the White House so she could repay the favor with political favoritism. I mean, you talk about corruption. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt political mafia boss in the history of our country. And the belief was that Sessions was going to go after her. But instead, he did the opposite. Jeff Sessions recused himself from anything involving the Trump-Russia collusion hoax narrative, which has been just a fiasco of fake news, fake sources, desperation by the left-wing media. They found nothing. Nothing to back up the Russia collusion hoax. Doesn't exist. The collusion was on the Clinton side of things, by the way. That does exist, and that's starting to come out. Clinton may go to jail, ultimately. I'm not going to bet the house on that, but it's possible. In any case, Sessions recused himself and then allowed a special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, to be appointed with no limited scope of investigation. It was a total wild card. Now Robert Mueller can go after anybody for anything totally unrelated to the whole Russia collusion hoax, which was the reason for it in the first place. So Sessions, you know, I gotta wonder, who has Jeff Sessions' testicles in a lockbox? Who has the goods on this guy? This guy's been compromised. He's not doing his job. He's the head of the DO freaking J, Department of Justice, for those of you who are wondering what that means. He can initiate investigations. He can direct the FBI. He's the top law enforcement official in the country. And he's sitting on his heels doing nothing, twiddling his thumbs, while the FBI commits treason and collusion to Peter Strzok, McCabe, Comey, Mueller, and others to cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes and try to drum up some kind of false crime against Trump. And Jeff Sessions is sitting there doing nothing. So that's the part of this that might appeal to those of you who are more on the conservative side. Now, for those of you who are more on the progressive side, let's talk about marijuana. Because I know you love your marijuana. CNN smoking a live bong. A bong on live TV. With a gas mask. I mean, unreal. Jeff Sessions has, instead of declaring war on the criminal corruption of the FBI, the DNC, and the Clinton regime, Jeff Sessions has declared war on cannabis. He just reversed an Obama-era decision to not prosecute, in other words, to not have the feds go after people who were using marijuana that is considered legal in the state in which they reside. In other words, you know, how many states have legalized various forms of marijuana at this point? You know, 20-something, and I think 8 or 9 states have legalized various forms of recreational cannabis use, including California and Colorado and so on. I think the District of Columbia, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, Sessions has declared war on cannabis, and he's now saying that he's going to rescind, or he has rescinded that situation, the Obama order. And he says now it's going to be up to the feds to decide who they want to go after. So wait a freaking minute here, Mr. Sessions. You're telling me that some dude smoking a joint in California, where they just passed a law that says it's legal, and he goes up to the pot dispensary and he buys a joint, and it's legal in California, and he's smoking a joint in California. Are you saying that a couple of DEA agents from Washington, D.C. can arrest this guy and charge him with felony possession? And Jeff Sessions, his answer is yes. That's exactly what he wants, because he's a loony bin. I have to control my words about this guy. He is so out of touch with reality. He needs to go. Frankly, I think he needs to go more about the whole marijuana thing than the whole Clinton collusion special counsel thing. Give me a break, you lunatics in Washington. And former Senator Jeff Sessions. You know, you wonder why people say that you are the swamp. It's because of exactly this kind of thing. Wait, what? You want to run around the country with the feds arresting people who are legally smoking marijuana in their state? Now, by the way, I don't advocate smoking marijuana, and I don't smoke it myself, and I never have. I take CBD oils in liquid form because I don't want to die of lung cancer. And if you smoke cannabis, you're giving yourself cancer. If you smoke anything, you're giving yourself cancer because smoke has carcinogens in it. I don't care if you're burning hemp or burning tobacco or burning paper mache. If you're inhaling smoke, you're giving yourself cancer and heart disease, by the way, and accelerated aging and cognitive decline, all that stuff. But that's a separate podcast. That's aside from all this. I don't smoke marijuana, but I also believe in freedom and liberty. If you want to smoke marijuana, go for it, man. That's your right. Just don't do it in an airplane. Don't do it in a restaurant. Don't do it in my car, or I'll kick you out of the car. Don't do it around me. I don't want to breathe your freaking cannabis smoke. But if you want to smoke, go for it. Do it in your own private home. Do it, you know, in your backyard, whatever. Or do it on your patio. I don't care. It's called freedom, okay? Yeah, you have the freedom to give yourself lung cancer if you want. So go for it. But Jeff Sessions now wants to criminalize all these people, millions, well, got to be tens of millions at this point, who are legally using marijuana in the states where it's been legalized. And I say, this is such a throwback. Frankly, this is embarrassing to conservatism. It's a throwback to the old Reefer Madness days, when they said marijuana was this crazed drug that would make black people go insane and rape white women. I mean, remember those days? That was the propaganda surrounding cannabis. And it's like, that's all Jeff Sessions remembers, I guess. Oh, Reefer Madness days. The guy's insane. And he needs to go. So there's only two things that I want a new attorney general to do. And I don't know, put Ted Cruz in there or somebody like that. Or how about Rand Paul, even better? Make Rand Paul the attorney general. You want to see some crackdown on collusion and crime and corruption, all that? Yeah, put Rand Paul in there, man. In fact, I say Rand Paul for president, but that's again, another podcast. Here's the thing. I only want two things out of the next attorney general. Number one, prosecute the damn corruption in the FBI and the DNC and the Clintons. Prosecute the corruption. The crimes are already admitted. You have the documents. You have the email trails. You have the evidence. Just freaking prosecute it. Don't give Hillary Clinton a pass just because she used to be royalty and she's supposed to have legal immunity because she's a Democrat. No, go after him. Go after Loretta Lynch. Go after Bill Clinton for the tarmac meeting, the secret collusion, the obstruction of justice. Go after him, whoever you are, the next attorney general. And secondly, freaking legalize cannabis nationwide. End the prohibition across the country on cannabis, please. Frankly, give it to the states. Give it back to the states. If states want to have illegal cannabis, that's their choice. But it should be a state-level decision. The feds should not be involved in this. This is 10th Amendment stuff. Send it back to the states and make that official federal policy. The DEA is fighting for its survival. It needs a reason to exist, so it needs crimes to prosecute. Used to be alcohol back in the days of alcohol prohibition. Now it's marijuana. They don't want to give up the criminal the criminal layer that gives them power and funding and all that. But it's time. Freaking legalize marijuana nationwide if states legalize it. Just respect the state decisions. That's all I'm saying. Respect the state decisions. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com or read my website, naturalnews.com. And let's see, on health freedom, you know, I've got a website called healthfreedom.news. You can read that too. Jeff Sessions, if you're listening, you need to resign, buddy. It's time for you to go. You failed. You didn't do your job. Get the hell out of Washington and let somebody else take power there who can actually do the job that the people are asking them to do. And President Trump, get the guy out of there. Get somebody else in there who can get the job done. It's insane. We're running out of patience out here. We the people. We're running out of patience. Get somebody in there who can do the job and give hemp freedom back to the states. Do it as an election campaign thing. You'll win if you do that. Frankly, you'll win. Because everybody loves freedom. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.